Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back at it again on Brown Sugar Radio. Welcome, everybody. I am so excited to have you back for episode 2 of our new season. And tonight I have one of our special guest co-hosts. Many of you remember PB from the classic Brown Sugar Radio that we had many, many years ago. Welcome back, PB. How are you?
The classic days, the one and only is back. How's it doing? How's it going, Brown Sugar Radio? I'm just excited to be back. And special shout out to you for having me back on the show. I was around when you first started your show with Brown Sugar Radio, so I'm just excited to be here in the land of the living in 2020,
right,
and on Brown Sugar Radio.
Right, Lord, I'm telling you, it's so much going on. I'm like, listen, for us to be able to see another day and be able to, you know what I'm saying, look, especially in 2020, good, look, let alone just a normal day, right? In 2020, it's
that
a new normal. It's a
No, I was going to say that,
level.
And then on top of that, you've been doing this show probably, I know, about 10-plus years.
Right.
So,
man,
I mean, and to still be back on here with you still doing it, I mean, man, this is crazy.
Okay. What's funny now, those of you who are tuning in and listening, PB and I actually started this. Well, I started it first, and then I said, you know what, PB, come on and join me on a couple of shows. And the listeners love PB so much, I had to keep having them come back. I mean, we've done shows together. Man, we've done some. Look, we did election night when Barack got elected. I'm on the air crying and whatnot. We did celebrities all the way from CC Trina to Yin Yang Twins, Montel Jordan. I mean, we just had so many fabulous people on.
And don't forget.
And not even just the man.
Look, and don't forget, wait, you're skipping one. We had a live concert. Was it Alicia Keys you went to? You went to some,
yes,
live concert and called in and gave us snippets of what was going,
oh,
on at the concert live. So we've been, like, before all of these podcasts and things have became popular, Brown Sugar Radio was around doing this first. Just so y'all know.
You hear me? Right. Okay. And what's funny, people, so what actually brought the show back with the new season, I had actually, many of you know, now I am a mindset coach, lifestyle and abundance coach, and I work with, you know, clients as far as helping them to break through belief barriers. I've always loved working with people. The radio was the beginning of the journey, you know, and we started having little self-help shows and empowerment shows and things like that. And I started realizing that the feel-good station. Yes, at the time I was looking at it like entertainment, but need outlet. People need somewhere to go where they can feel at home. And that's what ended up happening with Brown Sugar Radio. People would just come through. So what actually, people were inboxing me. So many people, PB, I think I told you this off the air, really enjoyed Brown Sugar Radio because they were listening to the archives and the old shows that we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I started posting them back on my page because people were like, when are you going to bring back Brown Sugar Radio? When is Brown Sugar Radio coming back? And I was like, I don't know. So,
you know, it's kind of like an outlet to help people get their mind off of things that they're going through. That's what I try to tell people. Sometimes you need that outlet to be able to take a break from your reality, from your real world. So having that platform where you can just come and just having real conversation, stuff that you can actually relate to. So I feel like that's why a lot of people can actually like Brown Sugar Radio, going back, listening to those archives, because again, like you said, when I was a part of the show, I was unfiltered and kept it probably a little bit too real. I have a filter now, though, people. I have a filter now, though, because we live in a completely different time where you have to be politically correct. So I have somewhat of a filter.
Man, because back in the day, I was Brown Sugar. You know, now I'm Kim Bullock Henning. You feel me? TV now got a filter. Listen, we are all growing up, okay? We're growing up. Beautiful.
You got
what,
you. That's
you
what
know,
life
God
is about. Life is about evolving.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, and what was funny that PB and I actually connected here on Blog Talk Radio, where we met through another radio show that was going at the time, and we just hit it off so well. We started actually doing shows, and I mean, it was crazy because we had so much engagement and people listening live and archived. They were actually listening to the replays. It's also a good time to bring it back. I think change is good, you know, entering into 2021. I said, okay, I'm going to commit. Now, the first show, ladies and gentlemen, I did not share with you format on how, right, this was all going to break down. And I wanted to honor my guest and show her some love. So now I can share a little bit with you with PB, and then we're going to get into our topic tonight. But basically, how the new Brown Sugar Radio is going to work is that, yes, of course, we're still going to have phenomenal guests, you know, and PB will come back whenever he can, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all love PB, and we have some other guest co-hosts that will be coming on, but what I really want to do is have 8 shows, okay? 8 shows, and we're going to do that, and then we'll take a break. I'll take a hiatus and come back, because what I found before I was doing it, remember, PB, every Tuesday and Thursday, we was hitting it hard, 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were grinding on Brown Sugar Radio, and crazy because PB was helping me on the back end with the switchboard and all that, because I didn't even know how to work the switchboard and all that when I first came on. He was helping me learn how to bring callers live and all kind of stuff. He really taught me a lot about how to, you remember that? He was helping upload my songs for me, everything. No. Learned a lot through PB, and so what ended up happening, you know, we just continued to learn and grow as far as what this did. But if I knew then, PB, what I know now, I wish I would have kept it going. But we were doing 2 days a week, and what happened, your girl got burnt out. I mean, it was, and I didn't realize you should do this in seasons. Don't try to make it an everyday or a weekly event. And that's what I was doing, and on top of trying to juggle my family life along with my business and everything else. And so I said, okay, I'm going to bring it back, but this time there's going to be some boundaries in place because I have to have that time to renew my mind and get myself focused, you know, and then I'm better for you. Better for you when I take that time to kind of just reset. And so, yes, we're going to do 8 episodes. We'll take a hiatus. We'll come back. It's going to be probably about a month. I'm thinking maybe a four-week, you know, break. Come back, hit it again. All right, for season 2. So I just wanted to put that out there to let you know, if you don't see Kim Bullock Henning for about a month, it's because that is a break in the season. All right? All right, so I'm glad I got that out there. PB, now we're going to talk about what's really exciting is how this pandemic has really changed the world. And now we're in the holidays, and this is normally the time where most people are flying and traveling and going to visit. This week is one of the busiest. Isn't it Thanksgiving busier than Christmas, they say, right, for families traveling normally?
Normally, I would probably say so, because normally with your Thanksgiving, that's normally when you kind of see most families kind of come together, like people from different states normally travel. But normally on Christmas, I think people just kind of do their own thing, stay in their own homes, open up their presents and their PJs and all of that. I think Christmas is more so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like your close family, like your mom's dad, kids. I think it's that
I agree.
Close family. But I think Thanksgiving is like that extended family. Everybody come in, your cousins, your in-laws. Like, it turned into a big chaos.
Right. It does. Right. You know, what's the word? Christmas is more intimate. You're right. You're right. With the small, And then Thanksgiving, you're absolutely right. That is where we get, like, all your cousins and everybody that you have, nieces, nephews, everybody is involved usually with that. But this year, COVID has put all that on lock. So what we're going to do is talk about, you know, different ways and things that we can do to help still make the holiday special, but what we want to do is to wear it safe, right? Because this pandemic is no joke. I mean, we've lost so many amazing people this year. And it's crazy that this virus just, it seemed like it came out of nowhere, you know? And I want to talk a little bit about all that, you know? So, I mean, let's go back, I guess, before we even get into the holidays, the pandemic. Most of us in our lifetime have never witnessed anything that has happened in 2020. Can you agree, PB?
I absolutely wholeheartedly can agree.
Okay. What are your thoughts when you heard about this virus? And in March is when it really kind of broke loose. What were your thoughts on this? Like, did you feel like it would just be a phase, or did you know it was here to stay for a while?
I have to be honest, when it first came out, I don't know, it was like a different thing, because it's like when it first came out, there were so many different news outlets reporting different things on it. You know, when it first came out, it was black people can't catch it. So, you know, at one point I thought I was safe. You know, at one point I thought I was safe. They said black people could catch it. I'm like, oh, okay, we good. You know, I'm like, we all
right
in this time.
Okay. Yeah, then it turned, right.
Look, then it turned into an actual basketball player actually caught it, and he was black. I was like, okay, so black people can catch it. Okay, so we might not
right.
be good. Okay, so it had me reevaluating things. But no, for the most part, I think in the beginning phase, I have to be honest, if I can be 100 completely honest and transparent, I didn't really think that it was as crazy as it has turned out to be. I didn't think it was going to be that bad as it has turned out to be. Like, over 250,000 some people has died from this virus. I didn't think it was going to be that serious. I thought it was going to be something that was just going to kind of come in, like, because, like, keep in mind, since I've been living, I've never gone through anything like this. So I just thought maybe this was going to be something that was going to come in like the flu, hit a couple of people, rest of us going to be okay, and it was going to go on about its business. But as more information started to come out about this, and it's like the president knew about this all the way back in last November, he knew about the
right.
first case in China and didn't say anything. Like, it just became too much. Like, wait a minute. What's going on?
For real, like, hold on a minute. What's happening? Well, I knew it was serious. When they shut, let me tell you, so we're looking at it. Now, mind you, this is where I'm launching, okay, my book. You know, I'm all excited. The Birth of an Ambitious Woman. Getting ready to do my thing March 20th. I had already scheduled the venue. People were flying out of town. You know, everybody was supposed to. I mean, it was really, really a huge event. You know, first book, I'm ready. I knew something was wrong that very same week when they shut down the NBA. I'm like, wait a minute. Nobody shuts the NBA. And I'm a huge basketball fan. So I was like, hold up, wait a minute. The NBA shut down? No more games for the rest? I was like, okay, it's about to get real. It's about to get real. Because I'm just, no one's ever seen anything like this. And you know, NBA worth multi-millions of dollars. They're not going to shut that down just for something minor. I'm like, okay. So the NBA, when they shut that down, it was just like, wow. Then our governor here in Nevada shut the casinos down. The whole of what the Hezekiah Walker is going on? The casino? And look, the last time the casinos were closed, and this was only for maybe a day or two, was when JFK got assassinated. Okay, so that goes to show how long that's ever happened. But like I said, it was more of a mourning thing, not a health risk, okay? So when they shut the strip down, I'm thinking, wow, this is really, really serious, you know, because Vegas don't lose no money. And so we're really hurting right now because they actually, MGM, which is one of the largest properties out here in Vegas for casino owners, they actually are closing two of their casinos, which is mind-blowing because Vegas has been struggling so hard because of the lack of tourism that has been flowing, that has not been flowing, I should say, to the venues, okay? And so it's just really sad to see it was announced, Mandalay Bay and the Mirage, they're going to be closed Monday. Now, the good news is it's not closed, like, permanently in 7 days a week. Monday through Thursdays are closed. They're only going to open up on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, so 3 days a week. But even with that, that's sad because Vegas is a 24/7 city, right? So it's just a whole lot going on. But all these changes started taking place, which were eye-opening, and just things, one thing after another, after another, after another. And I didn't really truly get it as far as the magnitude once until I started seeing major corporations, major businesses start closing. I said this because you're right, PB. 1 minute where they were saying, oh, you don't have to wear a mask, everything's fine, go on about your day. And then they're like, oh, you better wear a mask. But you know me and myself, now I'm a germphobe. Those of you who have been around me for a while, you know I don't like a whole bunch of mess. I cannot stand a lot of things that are not taken care of properly, right? Or when it comes to germs or people not being clean and taking care of themselves, right? So when I first found out about it, look, I'm just going to keep it real. Me and my baby, Kayla, we were out there shopping. We had gloves, masks, everything. People were looking at us like we were crazy. I did not care. Because when I said they closed the NBA down, I knew that was serious. Then I started thinking to myself, if the doctors and the nurses are wearing masks, and they got to know way more than we know, I think we need to wear masks. You know, and I just remember they were like, oh, I was in this grocery store one day and this lady says to me, oh, you don't need to wear a mask, girl. Just wash your hands. That's all you have to do is wash your hands. Well, what does that have to do with falls and all that stuff that come from your mouth when people are coughing and sneezing? You inhale that. And that's when they discovered that COVID is airborne within so many feet if you're within contact. So I'm like, someone could have sneezed. I'm walking down that same aisle. We didn't know how long those little particles stay in the air. You know, and that's what I'm thinking to myself. So people looking at me all crazy, like, oh, you don't need to do all that. I mean, we're in there, glove, mask, the whole nine. I didn't care. I was like, I am not about to catch whatever's going on in this store, you know, because you can't see it. So at that moment, I just really felt like, okay, you know, we really got to do something to get ourselves in a better position. And I was really disappointed with how the virus was handled. And I said, okay, this is time for us to be proactive. When you feel like others are not handling the virus properly, you take it within your own necessary hands. And that's what I did. And I said, okay, we're just going to take a start. But nonetheless, months passed. You know, we've got all these different holidays and things, barbecues and things are canceled. Now we're in one of the most times of the year. And I love Thanksgiving and Christmas. I love family time. I love getting together and just really spending that quality time with loved ones. And we're not able to do it the way we used to, you know? So I feel like moment, we have to make the best out of it. We got to make the best out of this situation. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. You know, now, were you originally, do you normally fly out of town to go visit your family, PB?
No, I normally don't. You got to keep in mind with me, I don't have a big family. And I'm kind of like in one of those family situations where, like, once the grandma was kind of like the head honcho of the family, once she passed away, Thanksgiving really ain't been the same for our family since. So it's kind of like everybody kind of do their own little thing. But I have relatives here in Texas that I could go see, but I've been thinking about actually going, because I'm from Arkansas, I've actually been thinking about going back home. And so still debating if I want to hit the road. But if I go, I'm driving. Like, I'm not getting on a plane or anything. Like, it'll be me in a car driving if I do decide to go.
Right. Okay, so you still undecided. So you still may be going back home for the holidays?
I may. I may not. It's a 5-hour drive. I'm just on the fence. It's like, I don't know if I want to go and sit in that car for like 5 hours. Because if I go, I'm not going to be there long. Like, if I go, I'll probably be there maybe like 3 to 4 days at the most. And then I turn around and come right back. So it's like, do I want to spend 10 hours driving? I don't know. I got to figure it out.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
There's so much going on. So I don't know. Like, you know, then the people you come in contact with, like, I just don't know. I don't know. I got to see. I got to assess this.
Right. I know that's right. Well, look, COVID has definitely slowed my roll. Normally, we like to go and visit my mom and things like that. And I'm telling you, when them cases started spiking, okay, our governor out here in Nevada said he's giving us 14 days. And he even messed around and caught the virus, which was crazy. But he's given us 14 days to get this virus under control because Nevada is really off the chain right now. I mean, they're spiking like crazy. Nevada's spiking like crazy, which we knew because they did tell us and warn us in in the spring. They said the fall is actually going to be twice as worse. So I'm bracing myself, praying that the experts were incorrect. However, what we're going to do is we're going to stay home. I said, I'm keeping my behind at home because it's just safer. So much stuff going on right now. And at the end of the day, I feel the smaller the crowd, the better. You know, now for those who are traveling, if it's just 1, 2, 3, 4 of you, hey, look, enjoy. But when you get my family, you know, once we all get together, it'll be about 20 or 30 of us in a row, you know, and you're actually increasing your risk of possibly catching it. So for us this year, what we're going to do is we've decided that we are going to stay home, but we're going to make it the best. And so now what I want to do is provide some tips for those of you who want to go and visit family or who decided to stay home. Either way, I want for you to make it the best. I know it's tough because there's been a lot of us who have lost loved ones, I myself included. You know, those of you who are just tuning in know I recently lost my dear husband. So this holiday season, not only am I in the middle of a pandemic, but I'm a grieving widow, okay? So it's just all kind of emotions that are taking place. And so I want to speak to both crowds, those who have their family, all of them. You know, you guys are blessed to still be here and enjoy it. And those who may not, who have lost some loved ones, whether it be the COVID or any other type of loss, a loss is a loss at the end of the day. So for me, what we're going to do, let's first talk about PB. For those people who have lost a loved one, you lost your grandmother quite some time ago, but I know Thanksgiving has never been the same without her, you know. What would be some tips that you would give to someone who has lost a loved one? This is their first holiday season where they may have lost someone to COVID, the pandemic, right? Or just in general. And this is their first holiday season that they are without that loved one.
Well, I would say it's kind of hard to give a general advice to everybody, to people as a whole, because everybody is completely different. I'll just kind of share my experience, not too deep. But with me, I'm not really – I like to be amongst myself, kind of like in my own thoughts, and that's perfectly okay. Like, don't let people make you feel like that you don't need to be by yourself, you need to be around people. And on the other end, it's some people that like to be around people that need to be around people. But for me, when I'm going through something that's heavy for me, I like to kind of be alone, isolate myself, sit in my own thoughts, and kind of collect my thoughts. That's who I am as a person. That's how I always been. So that's how I kind of cope. But what I would try to recommend for you, kind of think about those, instead of thinking about the sadness and trying to think about the woulda, coulda, shoulda, take that time to focus on those memories, cherish those memories, those things that, those fun times that you and that person shared, whoever it was, and try to lay heavy on that. Like, keep that on the top of your mind. But also, something else I would try to recommend, right now we're in the middle of a pandemic. A lot of people are in a case where they're working from home. Try to take advantage of this opportunity and do that thing, whatever it is that you said you always wanted to do if you would have the time. Since a lot of us now have that time, try to take that time and do whatever it is and try to focus on doing whatever it is that you always wanted to do now that you kind of have that time to do it.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Great advice. Great advice. And, you know, you're right. It is kind of hard with the situation because we really don't know everyone's personal, even relationship, right, with that lost loved one. Some are closer than others. For me, what I want to say is that I've lost loved ones before. You know, I've lost a cousin that was like a brother to me. I've lost my favorite aunt, which actually Thanksgiving was her very, very first, her very, very favorite, not first, holiday. And those two were painful, but I can honestly tell you losing a husband was even more painful because we were so much closer. It was a different type of bond, you know. So regardless of what where the relationship is, any loss is painful. And what I want to recommend is that make their favorite dish and honor them. You know, do something that they enjoy. Because I wasn't, a lot of times you think, well, I'm not even going to cook. I don't even want to be bothered. And I said, no, if I do that, I got two kids depending on me, you know. But not only that, but I feel like then I'm staying in that depressive mindset. And that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to get locked in it. See, it's okay to grieve and have a season of grieving, but don't make it a lifetime of grieving. And I know that's what, at least for me, I can speak. My husband would not want me to grieve the rest of my life. He would want me to live my life and be happy, you know, and
absolutely.
Same thing with my aunt and my cousin, right? Do you believe the same thing for your grandmother?
Absolutely, and that's why I say it. Make sure you try to cherish on those fun memories that y'all had together. Even to this day, I still sometimes sit around and something will come on TV or something randomly. I'll just think about some little saying or some little joke that me and my grandma had that only me and her would understand. So, like, nobody else would probably get it. Like, if I tried to explain it to them, I'm pretty sure they'll probably get it. But, like, with me and her, we just kind of had that thing. Like, we could just look at each other. And from just that look at each other, just bust out laughing or something. So, like, what I just try to tell people, just try to cherish those fun memories that you had with that person rather than just kind of focusing on the fact that they're no longer here in the presence with you. Because, I mean, those memories, you still have them. Like, just because that person is no longer here physically, those memories that you created, they're still there. So hold on to them and cherish them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's really important for us to feel that pain, but that's the only word I can think of right now. Feeling that mindset that, okay, at the end of the day, what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on being the best version of who I can, you know, in spite of everything that I'm facing right now. And we're human, so we got to feel that. We have to embrace the moment of what we're in, that state of what we're in. But like I said, just don't make it a lifetime. So that is the first thing. And the second thing that I want to mention is surround yourself with those and focus on those who are still here. We get caught up sometimes, PB, in what's gone. And not even just with people. I mean, money. This bill hit too, and that bill higher than expected, and now I'm $30 short. And we're so busy focused on that, $30 just short. Instead of just thanking God that, first of all, you even got a check to begin with. What about the rest of the money that you have? You know, you're going to get another check in a week or two, depending however you get paid. Thank God you're still working. A lot of people lost their jobs during this pandemic. And that's another thing I want to talk about is the financial depression, people not being able to do what they normally do because their business is either closed, you know, or their company just could not sustain during the pandemic and had to shut down, file bankruptcy. Another type of loss. How do you get through that with this pandemic? The pandemic is not only taking, you know, our loved ones, but our finances in some households. Some people have never seen lows like this ever. And I want to tell you, keep the faith, be strong, you know, try the best you can to focus on having a greater future. What can you do to have an even bigger 2021? What can you learn from this season that we're in the valley right now? Because every time when I think of the valley, I say, God, every time when a ball hits the pavement, the harder it hits that pavement, the higher it bounces back up. And that's how I want to view 2021. I want to view it as a year of redemption, a year that we can really just, wow, victory at last in my life because there's been so much setback. setback in 2020. I remember thinking 2020 TB was going to be this phenomenal year. Like, wow, 2020, we're in a whole new vibe. Little did I know. I didn't know it was going to shake up like. Wow. It was crazy. Really, really crazy. So now let's talk about as far as the pandemic as a whole. We've talked to those who have lost finances and loved ones. Dealing with the virus, spending quality time with those that you love, you know, just not doing the things that they normally are able to do. Here in Vegas, I want to talk about the restaurants for those who usually like don't want to cook and they like to go out to eat for dinner. Vegas has shut all that down. Now they have decreased the amount of people they can have in the restaurant. So before it was, I think, a 50-person limit. Now I think it's 25. And there's people who are going to have to uninvite the folks. Their original holiday plans. The limits in the restaurant. You know, or if you plan on, normally you host these big Thanksgiving parties, and your house is full of loved ones, and now you're going to have to cut that in half. You know, how do you deal with that, with what's happening, without feeling some type of way? So my tip that I want to give, and then PB, actually, you know what? No, PB, I want you to go first. I want you to share how do you deal with that, you know, for the audience.
Sure. Well, one thing I was just going to say, we live in a world where technology is ready and available. By all means, be safe. So take advantage of this technology. We got platforms like Zoom. We got platforms like Skype. There's so many different ways that you can listen. You can Skype your people in. One household can be at one place, another household at another place, and you all can hook your computer screen up, have it stream to your TV. You can set this up to where even though you're not in the same household, y'all still can be amongst each other. So by all means, man, be safe. Don't risk it out there trying to, because at the end of the day, like I try to tell people, my biggest thing is it's not more so me getting infected with the coronavirus, because like I said, with me, I feel like my immune system would be pretty good for me to be okay to fight it. But the last thing I would want to do is come in contact with somebody who doesn't have a strong immune system and pass it off. So just be safe and be considerate of other people when you're going into this. And take advantage of technology, man. Skype them people, FaceTime them people, whatever it is you need to do, you can do it and be in their presence.
Exactly. And I think that, not to be funny, but it couldn't have came at a better time because of the technology we have. You know, I'm not saying that I welcome COVID, but just as far as knowing the fact that you can still see your loved ones, for those of you who have grandchildren, for those of you who, you know what I mean, want to see your own children. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a grandchild, but just really using that ability that we have now to make a difference. And you're right, I don't think it's just not worth it. You know, it's not worth it to risk your health or your grandmother's health, you know, or anybody, any loved one for that matter. Right? And I just think that we got to be smarter. It's just temporary. Look at it like, hey, I believe what's going to end up happening in the next year will be even greater and even bigger. When you look at 2021, that just gives you something to look forward to. And I heard now they're supposed to have a vaccination in April, right?
I think they've been actually working on one. It's this company by the name of Pfizer and Moderna, that they filed to have emergency testing through the FDA, and if the FDA approve it, I think they said they're expecting like the first person to start receiving the vaccine. I think they said like on the 11th or the 12th of December.
Oh, wow.
But they're planning to release it in phases. So they're planning to release it in phases. So when they do it in phases, it's going to be like the first responders, like the first line people. So kind of like your medical staff, workers, et cetera, they'll be the first ones to kind of get it. Then after they get it, they're going to go the next phase. They're going to try to go to like the elderly that's in the like adult nursing home centers or the assisted living facilities. They're going to go to them next. Then after they go to them, that's when they plan to kind of start going down to people in a different age group on down to the kids. So, again, they're going to release it in phases. So I'm thinking that everybody it probably won't be available to people that's in good health and that's not elderly, uh-huh, probably until maybe like the third quarter next year.
I wonder why. That is something. I think that, well, I get it because they don't want to risk getting something happen, but do you think this is going to be a mandatory vaccine or optional? Because there's a lot of people who don't want to take it.
Well, this is what I would say. Some more information that I found out as well is that it's not just going to be one shot that you'll have to get. You'll actually have to get two shots. So you'll get one shot like 1 month, then you'll have to come back and get the second shot the next month.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's kind of like they do it in phases. But I think, I don't know if it'll become mandatory, but I think what will happen is in order for you to travel internationally, I'm thinking that some type of point before other countries will let you come over, they're probably going, you probably have to produce some type of records to show that you had the vaccination. So
vaccination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So there's a lot of traveling that I'd like to do next year. I have a lot of international speaking engagements, and I'm thinking about that, you know, like how all that is going to play into part with this. And I'm just really kind of at a point now where I'm just like, you know, we got to wait and see if a lot of these countries are even going to open up, because some of them have been closed for a minute. It's changed the world. This pandemic has changed the world. And what I find to be, I guess, the light, I would say, in all of this, you know, chaos and confusion, is that it helps a lot of people to begin to appreciate more, you know, appreciate what they have. You know, instead of being ungrateful, for me, I can say that it actually gave me gratitude in 2020. To appreciate and love and care. And, you know, now my husband did not pass from COVID. I want to make that clear. There was other health issues he had. But losing him during the year of a pandemic was just extremely painful. I want for everyone, if your spouse is still alive or your girlfriend, your fiance, give them a big hug tonight for me. Give them the biggest hug ever. Let them know you love them, you appreciate them, because tomorrow is not promised. And I had actually posted this very powerful quote, and it was a photo, and it had an elderly man and woman. Did you see it, PB, on my page? It has an elderly man and woman in the bed together. And the elderly man was busy on his cell phone, and the wife was trying to get his attention. And he was steady on his phone, not, you know, they're laying in the bed, and she's looking at him, and you could tell she wanted him either to hug her, embrace her, whatever. But it says, message of the day, let this sink in. You will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And then the second photo shows the man who was on his phone and not being, tentative to his wife, holding her picture, crying, and her side of the bed is empty, which I'm taking. I don't know. I don't think she would have divorced him. I'm taking it. She might have passed away. Mm. And now she's just a memory. And that was so powerful to me because I lost my husband, you know. And even though I did appreciate him when he was here, I can honestly say I appreciate him even more so now that he's not here. Because of the fact that I can't just hear his voice. I can't give him a hug. You know, I can't tell him that I love him. You know, and those are things that I miss. And so everybody, the people that are here, focus on them. You know, love them. Because there's some people who have lost even more than just one family member this year. This year, you know what I'm saying, it could have multiple. I know I had a girlfriend, she lost two or three family members to COVID. right? Appreciate everyone. And then what's also interesting, they're saying the virus is not at its worst. So we don't even know if we're going to have a family member that's healthy right now that may contract the virus later. There's people doing all they can to protect themselves and be safe and still end up catching it, you know, and fighting for their lives. PB, I was going to also ask you, have you heard the status on Jeremiah? I know he was hospitalized in ICU. He's one of my favorite singers, and that really, really just struck a chord with me. I was so sad when I heard that news.
Yeah, as far as the last update that I've seen about him, I think they said that he wasn't necessarily in the clear, but he was removed from ICU. So he is getting better, but he's getting better, but they said he's still not in the clear.
Oh, man. Okay. And see, and now look, and he's, what, in his 20s, maybe? 20s or 30s at the most?
Yeah,
I remember 30s, in the beginning.
Early 30s.
Remember in the beginning when they were saying, yeah, young people can't catch it. It's only in the ages of 60. Only people 60 and older are catching this and dying from it. You remember that? Or did you hear that?
Yeah, remember. That's why I told you that I thought we was like in – that's why I told you I thought like I was in the clear. You know, they were saying
right.
Black people don't get it. If you don't have this, like if you don't have high blood pressure, if you don't have this, if you don't have diabetes, if you don't have respiratory issues – you're good. If you catch it, you still can fight it off. So that's why I'm just like, really, we don't really know what's going on with this virus. So that's why I'm telling people, man, be safe when you're going out here, when you're making whatever decisions it's going to make when it comes to the holidays that you're going to do, be safe, be cautious. Because even at the end of the day, if your immune system is good, you don't know who that person you're going to visit. You don't know what their immune system is like. So
exactly.
Just be mindful of that.
Right, and that's the whole thing. And so to wrap up tonight, we just want for you to be encouraged. You know, we want for you to just make the best out of life. Yes, we understand 2020 has been a year with a lot of challenges, the new normal with the social distancing, having to stand 6 feet apart in banks and grocery stores, having to spray down the handle of your grocery cart before you start to push it, you know, just all these different things that are going on. This is a season, and all seasons have to end, and we don't know how long we're going to be in this season. But one thing I want to encourage you is to make the most of it. Make the most of it. This Christmas, enjoy your children, enjoy your loved ones. You know, if you have, enjoy your sisters, brothers, whoever it is that you're close with and you plan on spending quality time with. I want for you to, first of all, do it safely. You know, make sure you sanitize. If you have to go get COVID tests, do that. Whatever you need to do to make sure you're safe. But keeping it within also the guidelines of whatever your state is requiring. You know, if they're saying do 10 or less, honor that. Don't try to be a big shot and have 50 folk at your house and end up in the hospital. Okay? It's not worth it. It's really not worth it. So do you have any final words, PB, before we exit out tonight on our second show?
I'm going to give my final words right here. I'm just going to give y'all a little tip because, you know, PB, I always keep it real, so I'm going to just keep it real with y'all for a quick little second. Now, if y'all do take y'all behind to somebody's house, don't show up empty-handed. That ain't right, and it ain't nice. So if y'all going over somebody's house, if you can't cook something, you go out and buy something and show up with something. Don't show up at nobody's house ready to eat and taking plates and you ain't brought nothing.
Okay. Isn't that the truth? Don't come. Wait, and then what's even worse, they show up empty-handed and leave with like 8 bags of food. Got the plate wrapped
stacked
up with the aluminum foil.
Plate
the
stacked.
Walmart
you hear me? Stack plates. Stack plates. Stack. Loaded.
<Right. laughs> That is wrong, and don't y'all do it. Don't do it. Right. Make sure you please, yeah, respect the host. Okay. Do what you can. Offer something. If you don't have, look, for those who aren't working and they're saying, oh, well, I don't have no money to buy no food, okay, well, they'd offer to clean up something. Okay, do some type of exchange to help out. But, look, so you can get you a 2-liter soda or some juice, something, $2-3. I know y'all can find some money somewhere, okay? Please don't do the host like that. But definitely. Well, it has definitely been a pleasure having you back, PB. You know you're welcome anytime. And the listeners, I know they'll be glad to hear you again. And so it's just really, really a blessing to, first of all, like you said, see another day. But also, I'm just grateful for you being my guest co-host and friend, and I just appreciate you coming through tonight.
Anytime. Anytime you need me, just let me know.
Oh, next week. No, I'm playing.
All
right, Kim, bye.
I guess I'll be back next week.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners, we appreciate you. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And I have a new theme, everything, that was designed for me. I want to make sure you show some love. If you want to promote that flyer, please tell and spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio to your friends and your family, because I want them to come and join us. It'll be every Tuesday night, all right? We got 6 more episodes this season. I want you to come and keep it locked here on Brown Sugar Radio. All right, good night, everyone. We'll see you again soon. All righty.